Good morning, poets!
Today's discussion question asks, why do emos write poetry? Today we have with us Gertrude Ziskabob and Kimmy Foghorn, two leading experts in the field of psychology and the human condition. And of course, as always, your favourite hosts, Sherlo and Jackie.
Gertrude, we'll start with you. What pops into your head when you hear the word emo?
That's an interesting question, Jackie, but I think for me, my first thoughts are the fear of death and the unknown. In my extensive research on the human condition, the fear of death is at the root of the emo arts movement.
Intriguing. When I hear the word emo, I think of the classic stereotype of an emo. Black hair, black makeup, listening to heavy metal and sitting alone. But that's not always the case, is it, Kimmy?
No, Sherlo, not at all, actually. The stereotype of emo is one that has a huge stigma attached, but the term emo is in fact one that can also describe many successful artists, poets and authors. This can be seen in the works of poets like William Butler Yeats, who wrote poems such as Sailing to Byzantium.
Oh, I've read that poem. That's the one about the afterlife and death, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeats talks about the fear of becoming irrelevant in a modern youthful world. He also writes about the afterlife and how much more appealing it is to him than his current life.
This can be connected to emos, as in most emo people, we find that they feel disconnected from society, have a hatred of themselves, and often wish to exit this world.
Would another example of an emo poet be someone like W.H. Auden? His poem The Unknown Citizen thoroughly conveys ideas of the human condition using incredible depth and emotion.
I think Auden definitely could be classified as an emo. His concern with the human condition is evident in that poem. He talks about conformity, freedom and happiness. While the poem describes an idyllic life, his constant use of rhetoric makes us question whether the subject character was truly content.
So, getting back to the topic question, why do you think these emo writers wrote poetry?
Well, in my opinion, I think that emos write poetry as they feel disconnected from society and need an outlet to voice their opinion on the human condition and the world around them.
Yeah, I definitely agree, but I'd love to hear our viewers' opinions, so call 13 10 10 and let us know what you think.
Tired of your ordinary everyday life? Bored of sitting at home being a couch potato constantly? Well, we have a solution for you. Glen Street Theatre needs you. Become a playwriter or even an actor, actress, the theatre is your oyster.